You know, testimonies are good. Amen? How many want to hear a testimony? I do. I want to hear a testimony. I know the testimony, but I want to hear it again, right? So that's right, testify. So this morning, so I've had Madison come and share with you some of the things that God has done in her life. Well, we just got some great news, and so I want to have her come on up and share this morning what God is doing in my daughter's life. Amen?
Good morning, everybody. So as many of you guys know, along with being born with spina bifida, I also have a chronic kidney disease, and I've been battling that for the past few years. And so back a few years ago when I was diagnosed with it, my kidneys were really bad. I was down to like 20 to 25% function, both kidneys, and I was put on a kidney transplant list right away. There, you know, it was either that or, you know, this surgery that I had. And so the surgery that I had back a few years ago in 2012 boosted them up greatly. So over the past 2 years, they've gone up, which has been incredible and amazing. And so last Sunday, I got the awesome news that I don't need a kidney transplant. My kidneys are healthy enough that I get to keep them. So, I just wanted to share that with you guys because you guys are my family. I love all of you guys, and I know that you guys have been praying for me and loving me and just been on this journey with me for the past, you know, my whole life and for the past few years, and I just... Six, seven years now. And I also just want to say thank you. Thank you guys for your prayers and your love. And it's just, I feel so blessed, you know. It's kind of, you know, I really do. You know, I just, through with all the obstacles that I've gone through and all the trials and everything, I am very, very blessed. And, you know, last Sunday when I got that news, I kind of was in a bit of shock because, you know, just when you go to the doctor, you know, over and over again, and they just give you bad news, oh, you know, every single time. That's what I felt like for for a couple years. It was just like, here I go to the doctors again, you know. I know what they're going to say. Your kidney function hasn't changed. It's, you know, the same. It's still low. But when I first was diagnosed, it was like 20 to 25%. And then I went about 6 months ago. It's now up to like 47, 48%. And then this Thursday, I have an appointment. And so I'm praying and believing for over 50. So, you know, if you guys can pray and believe with me that this coming Thursday I have a doctor's appointment and I'm praying for 50 or over 50%, and that I get to keep my kidneys, it's just awesome, you know. So I wanted to share that with you guys, and hopefully, you know, it blesses you guys. So thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. God is so good. Just thought it'd be good to share that, right? You've been on this journey with us in this for our daughter, and the goodness of God, and you know, it's awesome. I mean, the letter that we got from UCLA basically was that they had had a meeting, you know, and they had all gotten together talking about her, right? And they had come to the conclusion that they realized that she did not need a kidney, and they took and taken her off, you know, because she was on a waiting list basically, and so. But God is so good, and yes, we're believing, you know, for 100% on these 100 kidneys, and it'll be a testimony always when people say, hey, you know, I've got something going on with my kidneys. Well, you know what, go see Madison and go have her pray with you, and you know, be encouraged by the faith that God has put in her, and trusting the Lord. Amen.